Looking for something delicious for your holiday dining table? We've got just the thing, thanks to one of the members of our Global Nation Exchange Group on Facebook. Juan Freites is a Venezuelan filmmaker who now lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And this time of year, he gets a hankering for some traditional Venezuelan hallacas. They're similar to Mexican tamales, and making them is an all-day affair. Juan, what is hallaca and how do you make it?
Okay, hallaca is a typical Venezuelan Christmas food. It's only made at Christmas time. And it's got raisins in it, it's got olives, capers, onions, pimentos, and it's usually made with pork or chicken or the two together, and it's wrapped in a corn dough and then a banana leaf and then cooked in all those wrappings. And I think the banana leaf gives it a unique flavor. It's a little sweet but earthy, and it's just delicious.
I looked at your Facebook page and I saw the step-by-step photos and the videos showing your mother and your father. And your mother has a sort of assembly line set up.
Yes.
And your dad helps her. Boy, did it look tasty. And I'm wondering, did you make it as a child in Venezuela?
Yes. That's the tradition, right? You get together with your family and friends before Christmas because you have to have dinner with those hallacas on Christmas Eve. And so you get together a whole day and there's music, and then you form your assembly lines. You're going to put the raisins and the capers and the olives. You know, you have to chop everything in the beginning of the day to cook the meat and then put in the hallacas. Someone has to wash and wipe with a cloth the banana leaves because they bring them from the field and they have bird droppings or, you know, all kinds of things. So you have to, like, soak them in water and then wipe them. And that was my job. But I was the youngest in the family, so I was able to get away with a lot of things because I didn't like washing them. So I just, you know, did like 10 of them. And then I would like go play with my friends and come back and someone else was doing it.
Now, we can't talk about Venezuela without mentioning the crisis there. And I know you're in Phoenix, but I wonder, do you think this tradition is continuing in Venezuela this year, given the economic crisis and the difficulty in finding food and ingredients?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because it's easier, I think, to find the ingredients here in the U.S. than it is in Venezuela. The flour that we use, it's really hard to find right now. So you have to stand in line for hours just to buy them. And so here you can just go to the supermarket and get them, and there's a lot of them. And it's funny because I was looking at the bag of it, and it used to be made in Venezuela, and now it says manufactured in the U.S.
So are you creating your own assembly line this Christmas and making hallacas?
We actually did. I was lucky enough to have my mom here in Phoenix because since last year, we had to get him out of the country because he was getting really, really bad. And I had my mom here for Christmas, and she was like, do you want to make hallacas? And I'm like, yeah, I want to make hallacas. And so we added my wife and my dad, and we had a couple Mexican friends that came to help. And it was funny because it was a cultural exchange of tamales versus hallacas and how we make them and how we use different ingredients in different regions of Mexico and Venezuela. And it was a lot of fun.
What are the origins of the hallacas?
Well, what I was told when I was growing up is that the Spanish colonizers in Venezuela will, you know, have their food and dinner on the table, and then the leftovers were given to the indigenous people that were slaves. And so the indigenous people will put that in the corn dough and then wrap it with the banana leaf and cook it, and that was their staple food back then. And it's funny because we talked to our Mexican friends, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's the same story with the tamales. And that's what the mix of flavors, you know, you have the sweetness of the raisin balances out the olives and the onion and the capers. It's just a mix of flavors. It's just very delicious.
Juan Freites Mora is a documentary filmmaker. He now lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks a lot, Juan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What else can you make with banana leaves? Get some ideas via our Global Nation Exchange Group on Facebook. You're listening to The World.